Matthew 21. And when they came near Jerusalem, and had come to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you'll find an ass tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. And if any man says anything to you, say, The Lord needs them, and immediately he will send them. All this was done so that it would be fulfilled that was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell the daughter of Zion, See, your king comes to you meek and sitting on an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put their clothes on them, and they placed him as the rider. And a very great multitude spread their garments on the path. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! And when he had come to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went up into the temple of God and threw out all those who sold and bought in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves, and said to them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children calling out in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were very displeased, and said to him, Do you hear what these are saying? And Jesus said to them, Yes. Have you never read, Out of the mouth of babies and sucklings you have perfected praise? And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he was hungry. And when he saw a fig tree on the way, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves only, and said to it, Let no fruit grow on you from now on forever. And soon the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they were amazed and said, Look how soon the fig tree has withered away. Jesus answered them, Truly I say to you, if ye have faith and don't doubt, you'll not only do this that has been done to the fig tree, but also if you'll say to this mountain, Be removed and be thrown into the sea, it shall be done. And all things, whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you'll receive. And when he had come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, By what authority do you do these things? And who gave you this authority? And Jesus answered and said to them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, where was it from? From heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we say from heaven, he'll say to us, Why then didn't you believe in him? But if we say from men, we fear the people, for all count John as a prophet. And they answered Jesus, We can't tell. And he said to them, Neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things. But what do you think? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, Son, go to work today in my vineyard. He answered, I will not. But afterward he changed his mind and went. And he came to the second and said likewise, and he answered, I go, sir, and didn't go. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said to him, The first. Jesus said to them, Truly I say to you, that the tax collectors and the prostitutes go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you didn't believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And you, when you had seen it, didn't repent afterward, so that you would believe him. Hear another parable. There was a certain householder who planted a vineyard, and put a hedge around it, and dug a wine press in it, and built a tower, and rented it out to vineyard keepers, and went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit came near, he sent his servants to the vineyard keepers so they would receive the fruits of it. And the vineyard keepers took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. Again he sent other servants more than the first, and they did to them likewise. But last of all he sent them his son, saying, "They'll respect my son." But when the vineyard keepers saw the son, they said among themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us take his inheritance." And they caught him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, when the Lord of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those vineyard keepers? They said to him, "He will miserably destroy those wicked men, and will rent his vineyard to other vineyard keepers, who will pay him the fruits in their seasons." Jesus said to them, "Didn't you ever read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation producing the fruits of it. And whoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder." And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spoke about them. But when they wanted to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude, because they took him to be a prophet.